Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Sunteck Industries India Limited Q3 and 9-month FY26 earnings call hosted by Adfactors PR. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Amit Sharma from Adfactors. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Danish, and good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for joining us on Sunteck Industries India Limited maiden conference call for the third quarter and nine months ended 31st December 2025. Today, on the management team, we have with us Mr. Saurabh Chhabra, Promoter and Director, Mr. Sandeep Hinger, Finance Head, FMCG Division. We will begin the call with the opening remarks by Mr. Saurabh Chhabra on the business operations, key initiatives, and broader outlook, followed by discussion on the financial performance by Mr. Sandeep Hinger. After this, the management will open the forum for the Q&A session. Before we get started, I would like to point out that some of the statements made or discussed on today's call may be forward-looking in nature and must be viewed in conjunction with the risks and uncertainties that we face. A detailed statement and explanation is included in the earnings presentation, which has already been uploaded and sent to you earlier. I would now like to invite Mr. Saurabh Chhabra to make his opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Amit. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm delighted to welcome you to the maiden quarter three and nine months ended financial year 2026 earnings call of Sunteck Industries India Limited, previously known as AK Sunteck Limited. During the last one and a half years, we have traveled a long journey, successfully transformed and rebranded AK Sunteck into Sunteck Industries India Limited, reflecting our long-term vision of building a diversified, growth-led, consumer-focused manufacturing platform with a strong presence across FMCG, FMCG intermediates, and edible products. This rebranding reflects our evolution from a textile-centric enterprise into a diversified FMCG-led manufacturing company with growing presence across consumer segments. The name Sunteck embodies our commitment to reliability, quality, and sustainable value creation across multiple categories. The company belongs to a group which has a very well and diversified business base, represented and known all over India under RCM brand. To give a little idea about RCM, RCM is one of the leading FMCG companies of India, having turnover of more than 2,000 crores and having pan-India presence with more than 10,000 stores. They are growing at a 25%-30% CAGR and dealing in more than 400+ FMCG products already. They are marketing products under various sub-brands like Swechha, NutriCharge, Good Dot, Ethol, Authenza, etc., which are registered under the umbrella brand. And as this is among our early earnings conference call following our transformation, I would like to briefly walk you through our journey, business model, and strategic direction. Let me give you some company background. Our company began its journey in 1994, rooted in Bhilwara, Rajasthan, a region long regarded as the textile nerve center of India. Over nearly three decades, we have built a strong foundation based on operational discipline, quality standards, and long-standing relationships. Our textile operations comprises of fabric processing for leading India textile groups. We are known for producing durable and quality fabrics at scale, with an emphasis on consistent quality, cost efficiency, and timely delivery. In 2015, we achieved a significant milestone by listing on the Bombay Stock Exchange, further strengthening our market presence and enabling us to pursue structured and scalable growth. While textile continues to provide operational stability, our long-term growth trajectory is now firmly anchored in FMCG and consumer-led businesses. Basically, the strategic evolution with the FMCG platform, on December 27, 2024, we announced the acquisition of 100% equity in Sunteck Agro Products Private Limited, This transaction marks the foundation of our FMCG and FMCG intermediate platform and represented a major strategic inflection point for the company. Since then, we have successfully integrated and scaled these operations, transforming them into the core growth engine of the company now. Through this platform, we have established a strong presence in high-growth consumer and industrial segments, significantly diversifying our revenue base beyond textiles now. Today, FMCG intermediates contribute the majority of our revenues now. We are already witnessing meaningful synergy benefits through operational integration, supply chain optimization, and shared infrastructure. This has enhanced overall efficiency, improved cost structure, and strengthened our competitive positioning. Our integrated platforms enable us to serve multiple high-growth categories across personal care, home care, food, and wellness while providing strategic flexibility to expand into new segments in line with evolving consumer presence. Financially, this transformation is translating into improved cash flows, better asset utilization, enhanced operating leverage, and scalable growth visibility. So now, let me tell you about the edible segment in FMCG vertical. As part of our FMCG expansion strategy, we have built a strong presence in the edible segment, focusing on savories, initially spices and packaged food products. The edible segment has now achieved operational scale and is contributing meaningfully to revenue, strengthening our FMCG platform and supporting margins expansion as well, brand-led growth and long-term value creation. So all put together, let me tell you about the product portfolio and business verticals what we have. So today, Sanrakshak Industries operates across multiple high potential verticals in FMCG and intermediate. So our portfolio includes soap noodles, which is a raw material for manufacturing soaps, detergents and cleaning solutions, personal care and hygiene products, surface care formulations, specialty and customized intermediate chemicals. In food and edible range, as of now, we have savories and snacks, spices and seasoning products, and packaged food categories. So in textile, we are doing fabric processing as a service. Manufacturing footprint of Sanrakshak Industries India Limited is spread at multiple locations. So we have built a strong integrated manufacturing platform across multiple locations. So in FMCG and intermediate, our facilities are located at Bhilwara, Rajasthan, Roorkee, Uttarakhand, Guwahati, Assam. And our textile operations are primarily based in Bhilwara, Rajasthan. The Guwahati facility, commissioned in January 2026, has installed capacities of approximately 2,160 metric ton per month for soap noodles and 1,000 metric ton for cosmetic products. This multi-location footprint enables cost efficiency, supply chain optimization, risk diversification, and scalable growth. Coming to the capital strengthening preferential issues, to support our growth and diversification plans, we successfully completed a preferential allotment in May 2025. We allotted 11.69 lakh equity shares at Rs. 840 per share, raising approximately 98.24 crores. This has strengthened our balance sheet, improved financial flexibility, and supports our midterm expansion strategy. So looking ahead, we remain focused on disciplined execution, improving capacity utilization, expanding distribution, and strengthening brand presence. Backed by our diversified FMCG platform, integrated manufacturing network, and strengthened balance sheet, we are steadily progressing towards our medium-term aspiration of achieving approximately 1,000 crores of revenue by 2028, with the majority of revenue expected to be driven by our FMCG and FMCG intermediate businesses. We view this 1,000 crore target as the first strategic milestone in our FMCG growth journey, supported by a clear execution roadmap and encouraging long-term plans that position the company for sustained scale and value creation beyond this level. Our growth strategy is anchored around scaling FMCG and edible businesses, expanding high-growth product categories, improving margins through operating leverage, and strengthening governance and compliance continuously. An important structural development has been the shift in our revenue mix. In financial 2024, our revenue was entirely driven by textile, with FMCG contributing nil. By 9 months, financial year 2026, FMCG and FMCG intermediate has emerged as the dominant contributor, accounting for approximately now 82% of our revenue. For about 335 crores is what we have achieved so far, while textile contributed around 18%, which is 75 crores of value. Going forward, we expect this transition to further strengthen, with FMCG contributing nearly 95% of our revenue and textile forming a marginal share of about 5% value. This evolution reflects the successful execution of our diversification strategy and increasing contribution from high-frequency consumer category, positioning the company for sustained growth and long-term value creation. So with the backdrop, I will now hand over to our finance head of FMCG division, Mr. Sandeep Singer, to walk you through our financial performance for the quarter and for 9 months. Thank you so much. Over to you, Sandeep.
Thank you, Saurabh. I will take you through the financial performance for the quarter ended December 25 and 9 months ended for December 2025. I will start with the revenue first. During the quarter 3 for financial year 2026, we reported a consolidated revenue of rupees 164 crore, registering a year-over-year growth of 517%. This strong growth was primarily driven by the continued scaling of our FMCG and FMCG intermediate business, along with the increasing contribution from our edible segment as capacity ramped up and distribution expanded. FMCG has now emerged as the dominant contributor to overall revenue, reflecting the structural shift in our business model. Our EBITDA for the quarter stood at 15.26 crore, reflecting a YOY growth of 158%. The improvement in EBITDA was supported by higher capacity utilization across FMCG facilities, operating leverage benefits, better product mix, and cost optimization initiative as we scaled volumes across multiple categories. Profit after tax for the quarter stood at rupees 9.41 crore, registered a year-over-year growth of 328%, reflecting improved scale, better absorption of fixed costs, and disciplined financial management. Moving to the 9-month performance, for 9 months FY26, our consolidated revenue stood at 410 crore, registering a year-over-year growth of 430%. The growth was again largely driven by the rapid expansion of our FMCG, FMCG intermediate, and edible segments, as our integrated manufacturing platform gained scale and operational momentum. EBITDA for the 9-month period stood at 38.55 crore, reflecting a YOY growth of 171%. EBITDA growth was supported by operating leverage, improved cost efficiency, ramp-up of higher margin FMCG categories, and better utilization of our multi-location manufacturing network. Profit after tax for 9 months, FY26 stood at 22.88 crore, registering a growth of 403% over the previous year, demonstrating the strength of our scale FMCG platform and improving profitability profile. With regard to asset of our financial or balance sheet, so on the balance sheet front, we continue to maintain a strong and stable financial position. The preferential issue of approximately 98 crore completed in FY25 has significantly strengthened our capital base and enhanced financial flexibility to support our ongoing FMCG expansion plan. We also splitted our share in the ratio of 1:5 during this financial year. We remain focused on prudent working capital management, improving inventory cycles, strengthening receivable collections, optimizing supply chain efficiency, and maintaining adequate liquidity to support growth initiatives. Our current investment focus is centered on strengthening and expanding our FMCG, FMCG intermediate, and edible manufacturing capabilities. The commissioning of new facilities and expansion at existing FMCG locations is gradually translating into higher volume, improved capacity utilization, enhanced operating leverages, and better margin visibility. These investments are aligned with our long-term strategy of building a scalable, integrated, multi-location FMCG manufacturing platform capable of supporting sustained high growth. With this, I conclude my remarks, and we can now open the forum for the question and answer. Thank you everyone.
Thank you so much, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will begin with the question and answer session now. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Our first question comes from the line of Sanchi Jain from Hem Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello. Congratulations for a good set of numbers. Hello.
Yes, I can hear you. Please go ahead.
Thank you. So,
am I audible?
Yeah, you are very much audible.
Congratulations for the good set of numbers. My first question is, what is the distribution and marketing strategies?
So, let me answer this question for you. And we are basically having B2B majorly customer base. So, we are not directly involved in any kind of consumer market. So, major of our clientele are in some of the MNCs and some both in FMCG as well as textile business. We are catering to leading brands like ITC, Godrej, Wipro, and in textile we are also catering to CRM and such kind of other brands. So I hope that answers your question.
Yes, sir. So my next question is, are there any CAPEX plan going forward?
So yeah, most of the CAPEX we have done. Now there are little CAPEX which is in our planning. That is mainly towards the technological upgradation of the textile business and similar line of products for the FMCG segment.
So my another question is, so what is the company's guiding philosophy to make a strategic shift from textile sector to FMCG?
Sorry, can you repeat it out, please?
What is the company's guiding philosophy to make a strategic shift from textile to FMCG?
In my briefing, I have mentioned that this company belongs to the parent group RCM, which is dealing in more than 400 daily consumable products already, and which has a presence in India and having more than 10,000 outlets. And this company is already growing at a pace of 25 to 30 CAGR year on year. So, I mean, you know, that helps you to that helps us to have a base for the FMCG market. And as I mentioned, we are catering almost 40% of our demand to ASEAN, and we have the other reputed clients. So that is the one of the main reason where we see a huge potential in FMCG market. And as you will notice that currently ASEAN is catering to more than 400 products, and we started with basic few some of the basic daily consumable products, and there is a huge potential which can be further looked at as a backward integration in terms of the manufacturing and catering to the FMCG demand of the market.
Okay, sir, got it. So my another question is, any new product you are launching in coming next year or this year?
So we are continuously adding production facility to our system. So as we started with, let us say, some of the non-food range, now we have got edible product range. Now in both food, FMCG food range and FMCG non-food range, we are continuously gradually adding more products. So by acquiring this Guwahati unit, we were having more than the facility of manufacturing more than 100 products. So if we will see from good morning to good night, almost we are catering to a lot of products in the non-food range. And in food range, we have started with savories, snacks, spices, and we have plans to add more products in future.
Okay, sir. Sir, could you also share the reason why there's a decline in quarter-on-quarter EBITDA margin by 30 basis points?
So, for this, basically, if you will look at the segment-wise financials, so we had improved in terms of EBITDA margin for different segments. So, in textile, we had improved margins, right? So, quarter-over-quarter, last quarter, the number was 18.51% EBITDA margin, and this quarter, it is 18.94. Same way for the FMCG segment, for Q2, the EBITDA margin percentage was 7.2, whereas for quarter 3, it is 7.64%. So, standalone or segment-wise, the EBITDA margin had improved during the quarter. But overall, there is a reduction in EBITDA margin of 30 BPS. That is mainly because the revenue from FMCG segment had increased substantially during this quarter.
Okay, sir. Sir, any guidance for FY26?
So, we already had made a statement that we will be touching the revenue of 1,000 crore by FY28. So, that is something which can be looked after. That we will be growing at a 30-35% CAGR.
Okay, sir. That's from my side.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Maitri from Sapphire Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, you are.
Hello. Yeah, just one question on the margins. So since we are going to increase our contribution from FMCG more in the coming years, what sort of margins do you see on the steady state level or maybe once we reach the 1,000 crore revenue mark?
So we are aiming for a PAT of 7% in the by the FY28.
Okay. And what sort of percentage contribution will be from the FMCG segment?
So FMCG segment in FY28, we foresee as a 90% of the revenue from FMCG segment.
90%. Okay. And out of this, how much will be the contribution that we are selling to RCM, to the group company?
So, the overall ratio in terms of revenue is going to be somewhere 35%.
So, we'll be increasing more MNCs that we are going to cater through in the FMCG brand.
Yeah, we will be adding other clients.
So, any current contracts in pipeline that some people we are talking about?
Yeah, we are in the process. Tie up with various brands. I think Mr. Chhabra will take you through for this question.
So as we have recently added the capacities in our plant, and those capacities are almost being booked by few companies as an additional growth to the next quarter. So we are hoping that the next quarter should be like really good once we start the production for these companies. So they've already orders in our hands.
Okay. And currently, what sort of capacity utilization we had for the first 9 months of the year? On the FMCG and the textile side, if you could give me.
So in FMCG, because the capacities are being added recently, right? So we are operating at somewhere 40-45% of capacities as of now.
Okay.
And by end of the quarter, we are expecting almost more than 85% of the capacity utilization.
By end of Q4?
Yeah.
Okay, that is great. So we'll see a substantial increase in revenue just in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, from this particular product range, what we have, the capacity which we expanded.
Okay.
So out of all the segments, let us say this, the number which I'm sharing with you. So let us say that in non-food, we have soaps as one of the products. So the major expansion has happened in that particular category. So for that, as I've just mentioned, that we have already got the contract, so there the capacity utilization will increase. And the other product range, we are in process to even grow the volumes there.
Okay. So there will be more capacity addition at FY27. Then you see a CAPEX number you have for the next year?
So in the coming years, the capacity increase will be taking place basis the need and demand from the customer side. So as of now, we don't have any concrete plan for capacity addition in FY27. But yes, there will be expansions through other modes in the coming years.
Okay. Any acquisitions you are looking out for to acquire some facilities going ahead?
We are evaluating several propositions for acquisition kind of. So recently, as mentioned in the inaugural speech, that recently we had acquired the manufacturing unit in Guwahati. So that is the last acquisition we took so far. And we are open for further acquisitions. If we get any lucrative opportunity, we will grab that and we'll go for that.
And just one last question. Are we looking to start our own B2C brand maybe in the future, 2-3 years down the line, once we have a big portfolio of products that we can offer?
So all these things are in future. To be very honest, we are evaluating, but nothing is concluded and nothing we can say on this at this point as of now.
Okay. Yeah, that is my side. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. Our next question comes from the line of Nikhil Kamath from Upskills. Please go ahead.
Hey, hi. Thanks for the time. Just one question. Does the company have any plans to address or strategically scale down the textile segment and primary focus on the FMCG?
Yeah. Hello?
Yes.
Please, can you repeat it out again? We are somehow missed the question.
Does the company have any plans to regulate or strategically scale down the textile segment and primarily focus on the FMCG?
No. So, I'll just put the information in front of you that there are two professional teams separately managing and maintaining the businesses for textile as well as FMCG, right? So, textile team is doing their work at their own, and FMCG is completely independent team, which is working for the business purpose. What is going to happen in future, that growth rate for FMCG business segment is going to be much higher as compared to textile business. Therefore, the contribution of textile business will come down substantially in the coming year, but business will go on like this and will go on with growth.
Sure, thanks.
Okay.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Ranu Parwal from Skills Connect.in. Please go ahead.
Hi. Hi. Good evening, everyone. I just wanted to check, does the company have any plans for further investments in the FMCG capacity expansion while you entered some part of it? Yeah. And if there is any plan to expand into new product categories as well as the emerging trends change?
Yes. So
basically, we have a vision of being a one-stop solution in both food and non-food segment as a manufacturing facility. So definitely, we have continuous plans that we keep adding the product portfolio. In cosmetic products, we have already, like as I mentioned, almost quite a large portfolio in terms of facility. And in food segment, now we are gradually adding up more products, and that helps actually a lot of these companies. That actually gives us an edge in the market, that when like the MNC is approaching you, and they get the facility with one particular house rather than switching or going to different houses for their product requirements. So that's the whole idea.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Kshitij Ajmera from Vijay Minerals. Please go ahead.
Hi. I have one question. What kind of margins does the company expect from the FMCG segment? And what are the projected blended margins for FY26?
So, for FY26, we expect the margins to be more or less in the same pattern, slightly here and there for Q4. Slight improvement you will see in Q4. The remaining for the 9 month performance will go on and carry on for the Q4 also with slight improvement. And accordingly, we are anticipating a PAT of 5.85, at which we will be closing the FY26.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Saket Kapoor from Kapoor & Company. Please go ahead.
Namaste, sir. Hope I'm audible, sir.
Yes, hello? You are.
Yes, sir. So thank you, firstly, for the opportunity, sir. When we look at our organization, what are the key differentiations since we are in a space which is a crowded space, if I may use the term? So what differentiates us from the other player? And when we look at players like Jyotil that operates from the state of Andhra Pradesh and caters to FMCGs in terms of soaps, I think through Visual brand and others, are we competing with them in the same lines? Are we in the same line of business?
So actually, in India, there is a gap in terms of demand and supply for the oleochemical, I think, specifically, which you are trying to ask. So there are a couple of factors. First factor that since we are located in the northern region of the country, which where we have our own, presence. And second, we have already capacity utilization or consumption from the parent group RCM, as I mentioned earlier. So that helps us to cater and have the basic consumption of the product, production what we are doing. And then later on, based on the quality standards, the professional team what we have, and that also helps us to have an extra edge in terms of the credibility from the market. So if you will look at the whole relationship with the customers, so it's quite a long relationship already we enjoy with our existing customer base itself. So that already show that the kind of service we are able to provide, the cost we are able to meet, and the kind of quality we are able to provide to these people. So.
Right, sir. And the parent company, can you mention the name once again, sir? I missed it.
RCM.
Right. Okay. Is it in the listed state or in the unlisted?
This is not listed.
Okay. So, sir, then going ahead, having a vertical which is listed and an unlisted entity having a larger turnover and a larger pie, do we have plans for the anything in that way wherein this organization, which is already listed, can become larger with reverse merger of the unlisted space and then thereby creating value? Can that could be something in the envir, or can the board look into the merits of the same?
So as of now, we had not planned anything for that listing of parent company. But yes, all the doors are open, whatever you have said so far. But as of now, we have not planned anything for the parent company. But whenever we will be going for that,
all these options we will be evaluating and we will go for the best proposition for all these stakeholders.
Okay, and lastly, sir, how are margins going to improve? And what steps you will take to improve your margin? Is it the only the scale that you will reach post the operating leverage that you are hoping that will keep going ahead?
It is going to be mix of several things. Definitely, scaling up the operations will contribute largely to the head of improvement in the percentage margin. That is one thing. A part of it, cost saving initiatives, cost optimization, better resource utilization, lot many things will help us out. And lastly, I would like to say that automation will also help us out a lot in reduction in the operational cost.
Okay, sir. Right. By automation, means that what kind of efficiencies are you?
Yeah, it is like robotics and everything.
Come again, sir?
Yeah, it is. You rightly mentioned robotics and likewise things will help us out to improve the margin percentage.
Okay, and so this will be both. Are you looking for any further backward integration also going ahead with the line of business, or are we fully integrated?
We are fully integrated. For soap, we have our own soap noodle manufacturing facility, right? And whatever is the major raw material needed for our finished products, we have all those things apart from the edible segment.
And so lastly, for the soap, what percentage of our sales are contributed from the soap noodle business in the FMCG segment?
So, soap noodle is something that we are consuming our own soap noodle. Let's say whatever we are producing, we are captively consuming hardly 20%. Remaining 80% we are supplying to the market also.
These are towards the FMCG giants, HUL,
yeah.
ITC, these are only
our
customers.
ITC, Patanjali, Godrej, Jyoti, everyone.
And out of the total sales in under the FMCG, what percentage attributes towards the soap noodles? That was my question, sir.
So out of total FMCG, I think around 50% is contributed by soap noodles.
Soap noodles only.
Yeah.
And the players like the name I mentioned, Jyoti, have also been always being on the explaining to investors that margins are always lower in this segment. So for us, how are the margins for the soap noodle segment? And I think so there is a lot of competition also. The FMCG giants does not give hike also very easily. So any higher price hike that we have taken, and what's the scenario currently in terms of the RM and the finished product prices?
No, actually, you are right actually in a way, but since we are strategically having a large portfolio, so it's a mix of, you will see a lot of products, like we also make face wash or creams, lotion, hair oils, and you know, detergents, home care, and in edible products also there is a huge portfolio. So we don't look at individual product wise portfolio, but when we club all together, so that helps us to you know, have a better margin and possibilities that, you know, how we can increase those margins over a period of time by bringing more expertise. So in oleochemical, like in Jyotir you are mentioning, so it's a continuous exercise strategically which we have to plan in terms of the sourcing of the raw material like palm oils and these products. So if your team is efficient and strategical buying, if you can manage, so that's how you can, you know, add value to your product and compete in the market. So those kind of expertise you need to have an edge actually in the market. So,
okay. Just to conclude, sir, so there is, when we are operating at optimum margins for the segment, we have no complaints in terms of that. This is what you are understanding when we should make.
I think I will say that there is always scope of improvement. You cannot say that, let me tell you, so there is a composition in terms of the blend what we use right now. So you should have
right.
A technical team efficient enough who can explore the new blends. You should have R&D team who can try out new products. So it's a continuous exercise. But since, as I mentioned, that the portfolio is huge,
So the scope is also bigger with you, I mean, you know, when you are catering to the market. So.
Right, sir. Thank you, sir, and all the best to the team.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Parth Patel from Patel Investments. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Yep, loud and clear. Yeah.
Yeah, thank you so much for the opportunity and congratulations on a good set of numbers. I have recently started tracking a company, so I apologize for the novice questions that I may ask. The first one was on the sunrock part of the company. So we were majorly into textile before, but just wanted to know what motivated the management to, you know, acquire Sunrock Agro and moving into FMCG rather than, you know, bringing textile to a certain scale.
Yeah, so actually, I'll once again answer this question. And so basically, as we mentioned in the introductory part of the session, that we have the parent company of the Sunrakshak Industries India Limited is involved in more than 400 plus products of FMCG products into Indian market. And FMCG is a huge portfolio in their product range, and if you also look at the market trend, so and there are a lot of changes in terms of the tariffs and all those businesses. So textile business is also having slow growth in comparison with the FMCG market. So having these two factors in play, we looked at and forecasted that we should now. It is the time to diversify and strengthen ourselves in the FMCG segment, and which is actually also showing us good results so far.
Good. So moving forward, what would be the you know, revenue split between FMCG and textile that you intend to keep?
We are actually as currently it has gone to almost 85-15, and in future it might go around 90-10 ratio. 90% would be FMCG.
Got it.
The major factor of the ratio change is basically the growth of the FMCG revenue. So textile would not go down, but FMCG will grow at larger levels. So that's the reason of ratio change.
Got it. And what would be the margin difference between these two articles?
So the margins for both these two verticals are going to be in terms of PAT percentage, I'll say that textile is operating at around 5.5, and FMCG as of now is operating at 5%, which is going to be escalated in the coming quarters. That is what is as of now. In future, the percentage margin for textile is not going to show a good show a very big jump. But for FMCG segment, we foresee a tremendous amount of improvement in terms of PAT margin. And in a longer run, by FY 2028, we are aiming for a PAT margin of 7% consolidated level.
Okay, sir, got it. And that brings me to the next point. Sir, if we see our revenue quarter on quarter, we have definitely become better. Even the operating profit and profit after tax, the number is the quantum is increasing, but the margins are going down sequentially. So I just wanted to know that what is the sustainable level that we're looking at for operating and PAT margins moving forward.
So in terms of PAT margins, we are almost at par with last quarter, right? In terms of EBITDA, definitely the EBITDA margin has gone down by almost 34 BPS. And if you will look at the segment-wise EBITDA ratios, that had improved substantially from last quarter, but because FMCG is having lower EBITDA margin percentage and increase in FMCG revenue is substantial during this quarter,
Therefore, this 30-34 BPS margin down has been reflected in numbers, but segment at segment level, we had improved in both the segments during the quarter.
Got it, sir. But so if we see moving forward, can we take 10% as an operating margin that can be sustainable for us?
I think it will be above that, a bit above that.
Oh, okay. And PAT around
7%.
7%. So 10 to 12% for operating and 7% so, for PAT would be sustainable for us.
Yes.
Got it. And the last question that I had was a bit on the fundraise that we were doing of 98 crores. That we recently did. So I just wanted to know what was the strategic intent behind it and what kind of inorganic growth opportunities that we are looking at.
So basically, as I have mentioned earlier, that RCM, the parent group, is already having, you know, their own growth of 25-30% in the market and having a huge portfolio. So we are definitely looking at how we can increase our product portfolio, which can help us to grow even along with the required or the demand what they have, and also by now, you know, better visibility and the marketing, also trying to empanel more you know, companies for, you know, their product requirements. So that is the overall plan, and just our existing team and the process understanding and the plant, the kind of setup we have put up, I think that will definitely help us to grow at a faster pace now.
Cool, got it. So that is all for my side. Thank you so much for answering my questions, and I wish you all the best for the future.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. Next question comes from the line of Sunil Kumar from HUF. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir.
Hi. Yeah, please go ahead.
Mr. Sunil, you may please proceed.
For the management would be, we had discussed it earlier as well that we are planning for 1,000 crores of revenue by FY 28, right?
So
can you please help me with the pathway ahead?
In terms of what? It's a mix of FMCG and textile, or what?
How much you are planning in 27 and then how would be in 28? The bottom line and the top line basically.
Okay. So, see, basically we have acquired one of the unit in Guwahati, which has added a product range. We have also increased the capacity, which has been now installed. So, majorly we look at least for next, like by financial year 28, we looked at utilization of these capacities on a primary level. And second, yes, we looking for more such kind of acquisitions or the production portfolio increment. So that will help us to achieve this number.
Okay. But my next question would be, if you are planning for any other inorganic opportunities, anything in the pipeline that you are planning to add up in the current operations or some new part, anything that is already on the verge of closure or something?
No, so there is nothing, something like that is conclusive as of now. But yes, we do have plan for expansion to enable our manufacturing facilities for making complied with the various export related activities also.
Okay, sounds great. And the one of your manufacturing units is in Pilwara, Rajasthan, and another one is in Guwahati, Assam. So, as of now, these are the only two KPIs you have.
So we have one more unit under the subsidiary in Roorkee also. Uttarakhand.
Okay. So, just the three only, right?
Yeah, three locations as of now.
And you are currently focusing on a regional approach, or is it something you want to build up nationwide in terms of FMCG?
So, manufacturing facilities will be to some extent regional, but definitely the customer base is next.
Okay, so the target will be
as of now.
Okay, so the nationwide brand is your eventual end target.
So we are the manufacturer for various brands in India, right? So all the brands which are present in India, we are aiming for making them. Most of them are our customers already, and few are left alone. We are in touch with those also.
Okay, so if I can put it another way, you are planning for something to become big giant, like SUV or something?
I mean, would definitely look at that kind of vision. So I will add to say, we keep doing some of the R&D so unique states where we can create some healthy products and, you know, those kind of elements which we do. But if we look at the scenario, that if you look at our clientele, actually, if you will see that if 40% we are catering to RPM and the, some of the other clientele like ITC, Wipro or Godrej or these kind of companies who are also, they are also growing, okay. So we look at a good growth with them, and we've already done growth with them. So that is one of the key area at this moment what we see, that how we can grow with them in a better way, as we have installed the capacities in near past. So that is going to be the major factor for the growth as of now. And we are really positive about increasing the production with them.
Okay, so in terms of revenue, if I would ask, in terms of new sales, to be more precise, so these big brands are adding up to what percentage? RCM is your existing customer, and somewhere you have shared that they are about 40% of the revenue for the FMCG division, right?
Yeah. And in future, in spite of RCM having their own growth, as I mentioned, at 25-30% of CAGR, still we are expecting that the ratio would be from 30-35% of RCM, and the major ratio of 70-75% should come from the other brands.
Perfect. That's all for my time. All the things had been answered very beautifully. Thanks for that.
Most welcome. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. Our next question comes from the line of Virendra Kumar Soni from Rajat Associates. Please go ahead.
Hi. Are you comfortable to listen in Hindi? Can I ask in Hindi?
बिल्कुल
हाँ, ये अपना जो सारा डिपेंडेंसी जिस तरह आरसीएम पे है, तो क्या कंपनी अपना खुद का भी संरक्षक ब्रांड से कोई एफएमसीजी प्रोडक्ट लॉन्च करने जा रही है?
तो एक्चुअली जैसा कि एक्चुअली पूरा डिपेंडेंसी आरसीएम पे नहीं है. देखिए, मैं वही आपको करीब अभी 30-40% का रेशियो है आरसीएम का, और काफी डाइवर्सिफाइड पोर्टफोलियो है बाकी कंपनी को मिला करके. हम देखेंगे कि ऐसा भी नहीं है कि कोई बाकी की जो कंपनीज है वो कोई एक कंपनी है, ऐसा नहीं है. मल्टीपल एमएनसीज है जो साथ में बाकी का जो जिनके साथ अपन वर्किंग कर रहे हैं, तो पूरी तरह से उसमें सेफ गार्डेड है कि किसी का रेशियो कभी भी कोई कम ज्यादा होता है, तो वी हैव वेरी स्ट्रॉन्ग प्रोडक्ट एंड क्लाइंटल मिक्स. प्रोडक्ट में
संरक्षित ब्रांड से भी अपन प्रोडक्ट प्लान करने जा रहे हैं.
अभी तो नहीं है फिलहाल प्लान में, बट हो सकता है कि फ्यूचर में, जैसे अभी विकास जी ने बताया कि हम एक्सपोर्ट मार्केट भी एक्सप्लोर कर रहे हैं, तो उसमें हो सकता है कि हम उस टाइम पे हम हो सकता है कोई ब्रांड अपना डेवलप करके और उस मार्केट में केटर करें.
एक सेकंड जैसे एक सजेशन है, जिस तरह से डीमार्ट में अभी इतनी ज्योग्राफी है, क्या कंपनी उस टाइप के सेगमेंट में भी जाने के लिए प्रयास कर सकती है?
अभी लार्जली फोकस जो है वो मैन्युफैक्चरिंग पे है, क्योंकि डीमार्ट जो एक रिटेल मॉडल है, डीमार्ट तो हम लार्जली फोकस जो है वो मैन्युफैक्चरिंग हाउस में कर रहे हैं. मतलब
मार्जिन परसेंटेज तो रिटेल सेगमेंट में ज्यादा है ना.
हाँ, बट आई थिंक सबकी अपनी अपनी स्ट्रेंथ और वीकनेसेस है, तो इस वजह से हम सारा फोकस मैन्युफैक्चरिंग में कर रहे हैं. और मैन्युफैक्चरिंग में भी अगर पूरा प्रोडक्ट पोर्टफोलियो देखेंगे तो अच्छा मार्जिन केटर किया जा सकता है अगर आप इफेक्टिवली वर्क करते हैं तो.
ओके, थैंक यू. थैंक यू.
थैंक यू. आवर नेक्स्ट क्वेश्चन कम फ्रॉम द लाइन ऑफ रवि फ्रॉम कुमार जी, प्लीज गो अहेड.
Mr. Lakshman, because of GST cuts, percentage sector did not perform, and even textile also during recent past.
But I'm really sorry, sir, but your voice is not audible. If you can speak loudly, please.
Now audible?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Despite of GST cuts, FMCG sector did not perform well, as well as textile sector facing some issues from this quarter. But companies achieve better growth, so how they achieve this milestone and what outlook for upcoming quarters?
So, during the last year, our journey for FMCG segment started, right? And as the first step towards this journey, we acquired the Sanrakshak Agro Products Private Limited by acquiring its 100% equity, and basis the performance of the subsidiary, we invested into two manufacturing facilities more, which are located at Bhilwara and Guwahati, right? The complete implementation or the complete execution of the Bhilwara unit was done during the month of September 2025, and for the Guwahati unit, we recently completed or recently operationalized the unit during the month January 2026.
Okay.
Right. In for the next 2 to 3 years, we will be looking aggressively for the investment in the FMCG sector, and will expand our product line in the similar nature of product segment. This is what is as of now in our planning.
So there will be a change in revenue mix, right? What would be expectations related to FMCG revenue share and textile segment revenue share over 2 to 3 years, upcoming years?
So right now we will be closing somewhere 85% FMCG and 15% in textile for estimated number for FY26. In FY27, we foresee that the ratio will go to 88% and 12%. And in FY27, it is going to be 90-10 kind of a ratio.
Okay. And do you expect some traction in textile segment due to this peripheral changes and one major relief and towards our textile sector received from Trump administration? So how do you look at this development, and what would be potential impact on textile sector in recent quarters?
I request you to please repeat, because I somehow I missed out your question somewhere.
There is challenges in tariff rates of India because now Trump administration, U.S. administration has reduced tariff rates on textile sector, and it we received tariff after 6 to 7 months. So have you looked at for this anti-textile sector, and what's your view on the changes in tariff? How India would be positioning over 2 to 3 years?
So our presence in the textile business is predominantly in the domestic market itself. That is what I can answer as of now to your question.
Okay. So we do not make a major export from this tariff, right?
No. We are not getting affected out of anything like this.
Okay, sir. That's all from my side. Thank you. Thank you for the answer in brief as well as in all details. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, due to the time constraint, that was the last question for today. I would like to hand the conference over to Mr. Saurav Chawla for the closing comments. Thank you and over to you, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. Amit, and thank you. Thanks to all the participants. To conclude, quarter 3 and 9 months FY26 reflect steady execution and strengthening fundamentals at Sunrakshak Industries. We continue to focus on scaling our diversified manufacturing portfolio through disciplined capital allocation, operational efficiency, and customer-centric growth. So with our expanding capacities and strong balance sheet, we are well positioned to pursue sustainable long-term growth. Thank you for your time and continued support. We look forward to engaging with you in the coming quarters. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of X-Factors, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.